Hi everybody, welcome to Lighthouse Podcast. This is the first episode of many. The intention behind this particular podcast is just to, as the title says, shine some light on the current feelings and emotions that people are experiencing at this current time. The reason behind starting the podcast was my brother kind of set me a bit of a challenge at the beginning of the year to start something like this. Again, when he said that, there was a few questions that came into head. Was, why would anybody want to listen to me? Do I have anything worth saying? And sometimes you've just got to take that first step. And today is that first step into the unknown to see where we can go together. I just see myself on this journey as the light keeper of this lighthouse. The direction that the light may shine is up to yous. Today is just going to come from myself. A big part of this podcast is really to be honest, open, authentic. For me, I generally have not a phobia, but a fear, whatever, a conditioning maybe from being young about speaking in public and what other people are saying about me or thinking of what I've got to say is getting any relevance. But today I'm just going to have a conversation and drilling this whole series of these, it will just be like that. And when it come to picking today's topic, I just looked back at my week to reflect and see what came up. And the main topic that came up for this week is the word responsibility. And how I came about with this topic for this week was basically I was out for a walk, as I do every morning for both my energy and my body, just to make myself feel good first thing in the morning. And then I was walking around, I looked about a local area and just basically the amount of rubbish it was lying about. This led on to me having a conversation with my mum and dad about, not a very positive conversation, I was actually moaning about the state of the place and why no one had been doing anything about it. And then just as I was having this conversation with them, I kind of got a moment of, I would say, awareness of insight, just to say, hold on, again, this isn't making me feel that great to be moaning about something. And then as I was carrying on with this conversation, I also got this kind of moment of realisation that I'm just stepping over this rubbish, so I'm not really helping in this process either. I'm probably just as bad as the rubbish lying there, at least if I took some responsibility by that, I could maybe do something about it. So I just let that kind of sink in. And then I was watching David Attenborough at night with my dad, and just this word came up again about us all taking responsibility. So again, this was just things that were happening, and that day it was starting to register in my mind. And went to sleep and got up the next morning to go for a walk. And as I was starting my walk, and quite early on in the walk, I found a plastic bag. And it just kind of gave me that insight that maybe today I can take responsibility. So I just decided to take responsibility and fill the bag up as I walked around my general area that I would normally go. And it was amazing, I actually picked up 10 bags of rubbish. And with each bag that I put into the big main bin, the feeling of higher energy that I'd done something that was worthwhile, I'd took responsibility for it, I had actioned it rather than just complaining about it all the time, was really good. And then I just, at the end of the walk, and I went back up the road, and it was lovely to then have a different conversation with my dad about what I had said before, and then the next day going and saying, oh look, I managed to do this and I managed to achieve this. And then from that led on that my mum and dad were walking about and just doing the same thing in smaller forms. So I really went to bed that night with a sense of fulfillment, without having to, you know, a different type of feeling of, instead of complaining about it and getting narky and getting quite disillusioned that nothing was changing. At least I'd made a change in that day. And then it wasn't about wanting to change the world. It was just picking an area on my walk and just going, okay, this is my responsibility today. I'm going to put all my energy into this. And once I've finished it, at least I've left it cleaner than I found it. So that was quite profound for me. And then that's just led on to continuing. And that word responsibility comes back quite a lot in the current climate of where we are. and especially on the month that we are, in the sense of it's the beginning of January and most people are looking at taking more of responsibility for their health and well-being. And I see people saying, I want to do this and I want to be so strict and I want to do that. And sometimes I would just, one of the things I like to say to people is, or I say to myself is, like, if I make a choice, whether it's only you that can say whether it's a good choice or a bad choice, but you're, at the end of the day, you have the responsibility for that choice. So you can either criticise yourself for not making maybe the best choice, or you can just say, well, at that moment, that's the choice I made, so I'm going to take responsibility of that. And what I felt with taking responsibility rather than criticising it is that it didn't perpetuate and continue and continue and continue. It just meant it stopped there. So then I could then change that energy and allow myself to feel a bit more aware of what was going on. And then that leads on to loads of other different things. Like, a lot of people say, I have responsibility for my children, I have responsibility for the safety of this and the safety of that. Yeah, we do, but what we have to really look at is, what are we taking responsibility within ourselves? So someone can say something really hurtful to you or something really bad to you. You basically can't control what they say to you, but you can have the responsibility how you react. Do you react in the same way, or do you take some time to just process it, or do you just say, okay, today I'm not going to say anything because it's not going to change the situation? And I suppose what I'm saying by this is just to, maybe it just gives you that wee trigger to go, okay, maybe today I won't do the same thing. I see a lot of people being reactive due to not being too responsible for what they're doing, and they just blame, and I can totally understand that as well, and understand where people are coming from. I'm not here to judge or say what's right or wrong. I'm just saying, if we always do the same thing, we'll always get the same reaction. So sometimes it's good to just stop, take a breath, and then just and have a wee look inside before we react on the outside. Again, that's, we're not going to always get it perfect. We've got this misconception that once we choose to do something, it's just going to go perfect. It's not. It's just going to become better. And what we, all we can do with this responsibility is get better and better each day. It's like starting this podcast. I could sit and procrastinate until I got it perfect, and I'm not sitting here with a script of what to say or an idea of what I can say, because I feel, for me, that's like a ready-made meal. It feels like it's scripted. It doesn't feel like it's organic, doesn't feel like it's grown. I'm sitting here in a room with a computer that I don't generally know not much about, with a microphone that my brother bought me, and I know what will happen with it. It'll just get better and better as it goes along. And I feel what people generally want to do is want to make it perfect first time. Life is never going to be perfect first time, but if we can start taking, like the word I've said today, is some responsibility for the decisions that we make within that, and become a bit more aware of that, then we can say, well, today I did the best I could with what I've got, and for me, I just feel that's the best I can do. Like, I just take each day as like a step, and all I can do is do as well as I can with that step. And for me, my intention for this podcast is to grow into something that's just bring some light into the world, because for a lot of people it feels quite dark and they don't feel like they've got any support. If I can be that light keeper that just gives a hand to someone or shines some light in a direction that they maybe haven't looked at before, then I've fulfilled why I started this. For me, it's just like having a conversation with myself. If you feel you've had any benefit from listening to this, great. If you have any constructive criticism, anything you'd like to put down about it, then please feel free to do that. But also, if you have topics that you would like to shine light on in the future, please contact us, and we can make it like this. It's going to be on every Friday. It'll be uploaded on a Friday. And just take some time today to take some responsibility, and don't mistake that word for control. Control is very rigid. Responsibility is just, it's quite flowy. you just take responsibility in that moment, and that can change and evolve, which is what we all want to do. We all want to hopefully become more happier, more joyful, more light, more responsible for what's going on in the world, in the sense of what we can see and what we can make a difference. And that's all I ask people, that what can you make a difference today that you didn't do yesterday by just taking a little bit more responsibility, and not responsibility and, oh my God, you've got to do this. Responsibility in a light-hearted way. Whatever you do today, like when I was collecting the rubbish, I made it fun. I made it joyful. And I also saw that people smiled when I was doing it as well. And people come up and commented that this is just amazing you're doing that, and you're inspiring other people, and that a lot of people want to inspire by their words and rather than actions. And for me, it's important that we talk the talk, but we also walk the walk. And please have an amazing, light-hearted and joyful day, and look forward to speaking to you again next week.